Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Your club, the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, has been around for 100 and whatever years it's been. That's been four generations of do-gooderness. And what are you do-gooders up to this weekend?
Well, this, as you mentioned, this is our centennial year. And unfortunately, we had all kinds of things planned, and we had to unplan them. We usually do our pancake breakfast the last Saturday in April, and it was going to be the usual Kiwanis pancake breakfast and antique auto show celebrating 100 years in Bloomington, and we couldn't. And so we thought and thought and thought, what can we do? Because not being able to do this is going to be a staggering blow. Because, as you know, we raise funds to help children in any way we can from birth through college graduation. And so the board of directors got together, and we reviewed recommendations from the Monroe County Health Department, as well as consulted with the Monroe County Sheriff and event planning experts. And after careful consideration of distancing, ease of service, budget, and thoughtful discussion, sharing, and exchanging, the Kiwanis board prepared an implementation plan and presented it to United Presbyterian Church's session board, and they approved it unanimously. So we're going to have the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington no contact social distancing drive through pancake breakfast this Saturday, August 8th from 8 to 11 a.m.
Say it again.
The Kiwanis Club of Bloomington no contact social distancing drive through pancake breakfast this Saturday, August the 8th from 8 to 11 a.m. Now, United Presbyterian Church is at 1701 East 2nd Street. We're not doing it at the building that we used to.
Don't tell me where that is. I don't want to be confused.
Right. So we're going to be at 1701 East 2nd Street.
Okay.
And we're going to charge $8 a breakfast, $8.30 if you want to use a credit card or a debit card or Google Pay or whatever.
Or just round up to $10, like I say, and leave a nice tip for the Kiwanis Club.
Well, that's what we're hoping. And then for the first 50 kids, 10 and under, they're going to get a free goodie bag. And that's to replace all the kids' activities we usually have. And in order to make this possible, we had some community partners step forward.
I bet that sheriff's department was involved, weren't they? They're usually in there.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, yeah. They've been our community partner with this program for the last 5 years. This year we added some. So the community partners that stepped forward to help us sponsor this are Culver's of Bloomington, Doctors Fadi and Eileen Haddad, Doctors Suhail and Alejandra Haddad, Ivy Tech Community College, and Sheriff Brett Swain and the Monroe County Sheriff's Office.
Do-gooders helping do-gooders, Keith. Dr. Haddad did my hernia surgery. He's an outstanding hernia doctor, so that's fantastic. Yep. And then you got Laz at Culver's, John Laskowski.
Yes.
There's another do-gooder. Mm-hmm. You guys are like absolutely. The super friends? You guys meet at the Hall of Justice to do your meetings here? What's going on?
Well, we just said, look, we don't know what we're going to do if we can't raise funds this year. We help everything that has to do with kids in South Central Indiana. Like we've sponsored a team for the Bloomington Junior League Baseball program every year since 1953, and we want to keep doing that. And this year we supported the team, but they had to cancel, and we told them to keep the money. And in order to be able to keep doing things like that, we need to raise funds. And of course, you know, we help out the Boys and Girls Club a little bit. We have our own youth leadership programs, you know, like K-Kids and Builders Club and Key Club and Circle K at IU. And we try to help out as much as we can with anything that has to do with kids from birth to college graduation. So let me tell you the setup. We're going to offer two breakfasts to make this really easy. And there'll be the sausage breakfast, and that'll be 3 pancakes, 2 sausage patties, syrup, butter, fresh baked cookie, apple juice, and milk. And then there's going to be the no sausage breakfast. You guessed it, no sausage, but 5 pancakes, syrup, butter, fresh baked cookie, apple juice, and milk. And the sheriff's office is providing the fresh baked cookies from the county jail's baker's training program. And Culver's is providing the apple juice and milk and our little individual sized butters for each breakfast. And then we're going to serve each breakfast in a biodegradable container. And it'll have compartments so stuff doesn't slop all over.
I like it.
You know. And then it each breakfast is going to be prepared by, and I wrote this down so I could say it right. It's going to be prepared by socially distanced, gloved, masked, aproned Kiwanis volunteers.
That's right. They know all the rules. The do-gooders, they use their powers for good. So everybody will be lined up, Alan, and you just you don't have to have a reservation. The doors are going to open at 8 o'clock. You don't even have to go in the door. All you have to do is make sure your window rolls down, and you have are you accepting debit card and cash? That's what I heard, right? $8.30 for the debit card and $8 for cash. So if you'd like to bring a little bit extra and give to all these great local organizations at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, 100 years helping out, you can have no reservations needed. You just literally drive in.
In fact, in keeping with the no contact, we didn't even print tickets this year.
That's a great idea.
So the whole thing, actually, it's going to be, it's really easy. You're going to enter from 2nd Street, proceed to the double back doors of the church, and simply say how many breakfasts you'd like, pay, and drive on.
There's
and like
no you secret said, knock.
Right. And there will only be 2 people out there because it's going to be completely socially distanced. And Ivy Tech has given us these phenomenal tote bags within which we will place the breakfasts that you order and bags with the apple juice and milk from Culver's. And then you go about another 20 feet, and if you have kids 10 and under, you stop there, and we're going to have Miss IU, Alexandria Ford, and Mrs. Indiana America, Justice Coleman Kelly, are going to be at that table, and the two of them will be socially distanced, and they'll have their crowns on and their banners, but they'll have masks also.
So you can take a selfie from your car. You just have to turn your back. Yeah, you can do it. You can get creative, people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you just tell them how many kids you have, or if you have the kids in the car, they can see. And they have these oversized trays that they'll push toward the car, and you just pick out how many of the goodie bags that you want. And then you just exit onto East Side Drive. You know, for years, we've also had an antique auto show as a part of this event, and we just couldn't do that because we don't want people milling around and whatnot. So, in keeping with that, Phil Sutton, a longtime Bloomington resident, retiring from IU, he owns a 1930 Model A Ford, and that will be on display in the parking lot. But you just have to drive by it. No one needs to get out of their cars, as we prefer that no one does, and the general public won't have access to the building. And that's the best way we could figure on keeping with the no contact and the social distancing.
Smart, smart, smart. Keith, one more. Time for one more.
Well, just one more time because the short fat guy here wants to know. I pull up and then I get pancakes and sausage and a drink of some kind and I'm on my way, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's just like going through the drive-thru at Culver's.
Outstanding.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We're just going to be drive-thru, you know, and we really appreciate all the help we're getting. Especially from the family of a Haddad doctors and the sheriff's office and Culver's and Ivy Tech. And, you know, I should tell you what's going to be inside the goodie bags for those kids. Sheriff's office is providing a coloring book, and Kiwanis Club is providing a free box of crayons and 5 packages of Smarties. And let me see if the list. I had it right here. What is it? of the stuff that Ivy Tech is providing. It's a magnet, a lanyard, a pen, and a pop socket.
Even
and all
better.
All that's courtesy of Ivy Tech. And all that stuff will be in the goodie bags. There'll be a mini jigsaw puzzle also from Kiwanis Club. And am I forgetting anything, you guys?
Heck no. Just tell us where this is one more time.
1701 East 2nd Street. $8, cash or check. $8.30. You can use everything from credit card, debit card, Google Pay, several other pay plans.
Yeah, any electronic payments,
Pay,
all the
Apple
big
Pay.
Ones.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday, $8 at 8 a.m., 1701 East 2nd Street, the do-gooders of Kiwanis Bloomington celebrating their centenary anniversary. They were doing their drive-through pancake breakfast. Alan, great job as always. We'll remind everybody throughout the week to get down there on Saturday morning and put some money in the pocket so you can help out the local community.
Thank you so very much.
Alan Pease. He's one of us, Keith.
Yes, he is.
Well, Keith's a do-gooder, too. Yeah, I got two do-gooders here. So great job as always, Alan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, WGCL. Alan.